At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all work together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The
Good day, wherever you are on the planet. You are tuned in to the one and only Lunar Lounge Show with myself, Israel Adjozie. How are you doing? Now, if you're just tuning in for the first time, this is the Lunar Lounge podcast show, which aims to enlighten, inform, educate about the language, the power of the cosmos and its effects on us human beings. However, I do a number of other things: tarot, mythology, psychology, all forms of spirituality, esoteric arts, divination, all of them. They're all here, man. They're all a part of this show, but it's more astrologically centered. Now, just to send out a warning, Mercury's retrograde, which you've all pretty much heard about. And there's been a few cock-ups on this show. So hopefully this one goes straight. With no bending, please, Mercury. Shout out to everybody who is locked in already. I see Shay66 is in the building. Orset Crystals has joined us. Good day to you, pretty. How are you doing? Hope you and your husband are well. Martina, how are you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. Asu is also in the building. Hello to you, my dear. Merhaba, I should say. Merhaba, Nasin Sinri. Yo, my Turkish is getting better. Shout out to Angela in the building. How you doing? Faye is also here with us too. Good day to you both. Hope you are all well. It was great to see your daughters, Faye, back in the building. People, every Sunday evening at, is it 9 p.m.? Why am I getting my times mixed up? 9 p.m.? Chill and spill. Go check these ladies out. Listen, it's a great podcast, having a laugh, talking about various issues going on around the world and with our peoples. It's quite a podcast to be entertained by. So go look them up. Chill and Spill podcast every Sunday, live on YouTube. You can phone in as well. They've got a phone in, which is something that I am going to be bringing onto this show too, so you guys will be able to be phoning in live. Could you imagine? Loving my Turkish. Are you Asu? Are you? Getting better. You know, I need to know the other words now to, you know, go along with it. You know, yeah. Where are you taking me to? You know, that kind of thing. How much does this cost? You know, bit by bit. Don't worry, I'm gonna get it. Get it on my Turkish language. Two languages that I need to perfect, since I like going to these countries. Turkish, Spanish, I need to get that up. Italian, you see, I'm a busy man. Got three languages I've got to learn there. But they will come slowly but surely. Yeah, very slowly, knowing my... shout out to Anna Marie. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Great to have you here. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. Also, towards the end of the show was the tarot card of the week. So, yeah, we'll be looking at the tarot card of the week with that one. What else is that? I was going to say? Yeah, tarot card of the week will be coming up. Competition time. Competition time. Interesting. Not many this week. Like two. Was the question that difficult? It might have to be a roll-on, you know. Might leave it till next week. Yeah, I might leave the competitions because I was thinking, shall I leave it until next week? You know what? I might leave it running for another week. I think I've done that only once before. But it might have to be a roll-on. There ain't no winners. Okay, it is what it is. What is the weather like where you are? How has things been? I've been traveling quite a bit in the last couple of weeks. I only just got back yesterday from Spain. The sky's nice and blue here where I am in London, UK. However, it's cold, it's chilly. Yeah, winter is on its way. I think it's already sending the warning shots to us. So, hey, it is what it is. But it's that time of year, I guess. So what's the weather like where you are? What is the news? What has been happening? I haven't been listening to no news. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to be pulling out, the top news, whatever that is. I will be pulling that up and having a look at yeah, what is the top news that's been thing? So I'll go to that in a moment. But keep your questions coming. I will be bringing up the charts, and for the moment, and let's look at what's happening for the, well, the month is finished, isn't it? Let's have a peek at what December is going to be bringing to us. So, yes. Shout out to, is it Thais Bliss? Thais Bliss. Shout out to Astro by Jade. Astro by Jade, welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Thais Bliss also in the building. Welcome. Faye say budget is going on now. The budget? What budget? We need to stop focusing on all that kind of budget crap and focus on your own budget. Yeah. What, how are we gonna, you know, yeah, that kind of thing. Apparently, you know, volcano erupted in Ethiopia. Ethiopia? Well, goddamn. Yeah, in parliament. Yeah. I don't know. Budget. Listen, mate, the budget, I'm not the oldest person in the world, although I have spent a few years. One thing that I have noticed, the budget, as far as I'm concerned, always goes up, right? It goes up. I don't see, like, people's lives don't change. I don't right know why we get caught up in all this kind of stuff. I think that budget stuff is more for, like, the big, the big players, meaning I'm talking like people maybe in the trading industry, or perhaps maybe people who are dealing with like lots of money. You know, we know those kind of people, don't we? You know, people who have lots of money, people who are dealing with, maybe they're employing people, or people who are trading with big companies. I think that's who the budget really is for. It's not for us, like, you know, everyday people, you know. You know, it only goes up. What part of that don't you get? Show me something that has gone down in price, something relevant to your life and everyday life that's gone down in price. It may dip for maybe what, a month or two, but then it goes back up again. It's all a con. Everything rises. So budget, yeah, right. Focus on your own budget. We've got, how do I pronounce this name? Indifili Zeximity. Indifili? I don't know. How do I? Hello. Welcome to the show. Nevertheless, Faye says, yes, I don't have any interest in it, really. Nothing changes for us. Exactly. It's just a, I wouldn't say it's a con per se. I think it has relevance, but it's not relevant to the everyday man. It's not relevant to the average person who's on the average salary, working class, maybe might affect more, maybe the middle class, but the big players, yeah, they may want to know, okay, taxes going up, things going down, they've got employees, they're dealing with hundreds of thousands or millions of pounds. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, of course you've got to know your budget. That's why you're in business people. I'd put it probably in that perspective. I think budget is for business people, people who are doing business, maybe people who are running a business. Yes, they need to know about the budget going up and down, where is it, where they have to make cuts, what they have to improve on. Yeah, it's all centered around that. Other than that, give me a break. Budget, yeah. The only budget I know is that everything is going up in price. All I know is I go to the shop, I spend £100, and I'm coming out with less and less. It is what it is. Shout out to Dinah. Dinah's in the building. Dillion's in the building. Dillon's in the building. How are you doing? Center of Unified Healing is also in the building. Anna Marie says, I am conversations. I am in conversations. Are you in conversations? I am conversations. Are you a conversation? Anna Marie, please specify. Shout out to Geraldine. Hello, my dear. How are you doing? It's been a while. And I've got, how do I pronounce this one? Makonjuola Abiodun. I'll just call you Abiodun. Abiodun's like, you know, yeah. shout out to Abiodun. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Recognize it. One of my fellow people. Naija in the building. How are you doing? T Tiffany from Memphis, Tennessee is here. Yvette's here. How are you doing? Good afternoon, people of the world, she says. That is referring to you all who are on this show right about now. Like I said, I'll be pulling up the astrology, so keep your comments coming. I just wanted to have a quick through. So what is in the news? What is the daily news? Sir Richard Branson reveals his wife, Joanne, died quickly and painlessly while in hospital for a back injury. Oh, did she die recently? I didn't know about that. Not that to say that she was popular. Four dead as fire rages through apartment blocks after fire spread on scaffolding. Where is this? I need to get the info on this. Is this another, tower? Like the one in Notting Hill? Hope not. The next minute they're going to be saying it's the cladding or something of that nature. I don't know. Yvette is saying, you're very portrait today on my screen. Oh, I'm coming up portrait, am I? God, I don't know how this portrait thing... It's this new thing that, you know, the platform which I use, which is StreamYard, has seems to, you know, when I log in, it says, oh, this new thing. And, you know, and when I'm doing the thing, it's saying, oh, have it as portrait as, I don't know. Some people are seeing you as, seeing me as portrait. Some people are seeing you as seeing me as landscape. It's crazy. What is this one? Calls for sex attack migrants to be chemically castrated after trio smashed into couple's car and forced man to watch as they raped his 18-year-old fiance. What the heck is going on here? Calls for sex attack migrants to be chemically castrated. Chemically castrated? How do you even do that? Chemically castrated after trio, meaning three, trio, yeah, smashed into a couple's car and forced man to watch as they raped his 18-year-old. What the heck is going on? I was just talking about that yesterday with one of the cab drivers who, took me to the airport yesterday in Spain. I had a really good conversation with him. I'll tell you what, listen, man, good people out there, man, good people out there. What is this one? Reeves' budget will raise taxes to fund benefits windfall for parents of six or more children, costing the average earner £2,000. Who's the average earner? Is that us? There you go, Faye. There's your budget right there. Reeves' budget will raise taxes to fund benefits windfall for parents with six or more children. Who has six or more children these days? Really? Someone's busy. Costing the average earner £2,000. It is what it is. What can we say? What have I got here? Other news. Yeah, Richard Branson's wife, Joanne, dies. Heartbroken Virgin Tycoon pays tribute to his best friend as she passes away. Oh, bless him. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Okay, all right. So his wife passes away. I didn't know his wife. I didn't know. What else is happening here? All this game show stuff. I'm not interested in who's a celebrity, get me out of here news, which is coming up on my feed here. Oh really? Okay, all right, not interested in that. This one keeps coming up again. Couple surrounded by three migrants who smashed into their car and forced boyfriends to watch as raped 18-year-old fiance. That is, where did that take place? I need to find out about this. What the heck is going on? It's a Mars job here, isn't it? So where is this one? In Italy. You've got to be joking me. In Italy. what can I say? I'm speechless. I don't know. I don't know. Call it for what it is, right? It is what it is. Shout out to Florence. Welcome to the show. Tiffany saying nobody has six or more children these days. Yeah, that's what I would say. Normally people have one or two. Six or more, please. It is what it is. We can't have a go at people for having six or more children. Some people are going to have more children than others. It does happen. You know, maybe there's twins in there. Maybe there's two sets of twins. Who knows? It does happen. I'm not going to have a go. But I will have a go if you have six or more children and you are acting unruly. Then, yeah, we're in talks. That goes without saying. So, yeah, so that's happened in Italy. Wow. Well, I am, distraught and shocked, I must say. What is that? New mileage tax for electric vehicles from April 2028. So what's the point of getting an electric car? You keep telling us to get an electric car. I haven't got one. However, the tax is going up. Two child benefit cap to be scrapped from April, okay? Are you listening to this? OBR, whatever that means, publishes budget measures early in error. Made in error. Mercury retrograde, yeah? Yeah, there we go. Yeah, councillor leaves Downing Street as she prepares to deliver budget. Yeah, good luck with that. During a Mercury retrograde, you're going to give us a budget during a Mercury retrograde. Of course there's going to be an error. There's going to be more than an error. What else can I see? Four people killed in fire in high-rise block in Hong Kong. This is in Hong Kong, people. Yeah? Not in UK. In Hong Kong. Yeah. Sorry to hear that one. What's happening here? Prince Harry case against male publisher returns to court. How much money are you going to be suing them for this time? Of course he's going to win. It's Prince Harry, isn't it? The judge is obviously going to, what's that? Taxes hiked on gambling. These for you gamblers. As new duty introduced and will raise 1.1 billion. The gambling industry is going to be taxed more to raise more than 1 billion. The councillor will reveal in the budget. So what does that mean? What does it mean that if I win the lottery or if I win through gambling, you're going to tax me more on my winnings? Is this what this is about? Or have you already taken it out of the money that I'm using to bet? Which one? The OBR's analysis of Rachel Reeves' budget says that the changes of gambling taxes will raise 1.1 billion. Really? God. Can't even bet in peace, can you? What the heck is going on? May. Is it May D? I know it's somebody who I know, but I've just forgotten. Two live windows again today. Yes, it is. Which is the main one? I think both of them are the main one. You can watch either one. I don't know. How is it showing on your screens? Please let me know, people. Let me know. How are you seeing me? Are you seeing me in landscape or portrait mode? Let me know. I've got Rana Rajput, do forgive me if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. I'm going to be going to the astrology chart in a moment. Let's look up where the planets are and what is the day, what is the month looking at. And let's have a peek into the month of December. I cannot believe we're in December. Meaning end of the year. Technically speaking, we're in 2026. Who's this? Saga Sarah, are you in heaven? They say, I don't know if it's he or she. Am I in heaven? I believe so. I believe we're all in heaven. What is your definition of heaven? Heaven is right here. Heaven is a concept which is right here. It's a principle. It's a concept. It's an experience. Am I in heaven? Oh, yes. Of course I'm in heaven. What kind of question is that? Of course I am in heaven. Most definitely in heaven. Is it because you're seeing the stars? Is this how you envisioned heaven to look like? Did you envision heaven like this? Does it look a little bit like this? Eh? Or do I look like God or Jesus Christ? Maybe. Who knows? But yeah, I am in heaven. You better believe it. May saying, I'm in the landscape version. And it's Mary. Yes, I knew it was somebody who had. Why don't you just put Mary? They come in with a different alias, and then they have to explain it to me who they are. Okay, shout out to Mary, all the way from Canada, by the way. So welcome to the live show. So you're seeing me in landscape, but I take it you guys are watching me on different devices, something like that. Another news just coming in. I suppose it's the budget. People, let me not bore you with the budget. And plus, people are listening from different countries all over the world. They're not going to understand the budget here in the UK. But something else has just come here. Cash ISA limit slashed by £8,000, except for people over 65. Yeah, okay. Well, whatever. Has anybody here got an ISA account? Yeah, is there any money in it? If there is, can you send me some? Yeah, it is what it is. It's all about the money, isn't it? All about the money. Listen, let's go to the astrology man. Let's see where the planets are at and what is happening. Let me see if I can share my screen. And let's have a look at the astrology of the time. We have moon in Aquarius. We got an Aquarius moon. All about the people. Imagine on the people. Yeah. We had a new moon the other day, didn't we, in Scorpio? Okay, so we got the moon in Aquarius. Is she making any aspects at all? 13 degrees. She's going to be sextiling Mars. What else? Yeah, going to be sextiling Mars, I guess. And then she will square Mercury, Mercury retrograde, and then she will also go on to square Venus. But that will be later on, well, today, much later today. However, what is happening here? What are the planets doing? All these retrograde planets, Mercury retrograde and Jupiter retrograde and Saturn retrograde and Uranus retrograde and Neptune retrograde. Retrograde. But it happens, right? These things happen throughout the year. We've got to take a step back. Why not? We've got to pause and reflect and redo things. And it's also an appropriate time to blame something on one of the planets. Mercury gets the bad rap, he gets the worst. He's the most frequent of them all. Retrogrades 3 times a year. Taking a sip of water, you know me. Gotta feed my cancer rising. Anywho, it is what it is. What else is happening in the cosmos? Well, we're still getting this grand trine in water. Yeah? Now we've got Venus, trine Jupiter, trine Saturn. We're getting this, you know. It's quite interesting because, you know, grand trine in water, you think there's, I suppose maybe on some level, there is a bit more kind of maybe, I don't know, sympathy, compassion on some level. I've noticed a bit. Yeah, it's what can I say? It's been a bit wishy-washy, let's put it like that. But Venus trining Jupiter, she's trining Jupiter exact today. And by tomorrow, she'll be trining Saturn exact also as well. So we're having a Venus-Jupiter. And it's interesting, we were talking about the budget. We were just talking about the budget. Well, over here in the UK, that is. But it's quite interesting, isn't it? Venus-Jupiter. Of course, everything's going to go up. Of course, it's going to go up. What else is it going to do? That's what that's what's going to happen. Budget's going to go through the roof, right? This is what Venus trine Jupiter will do. It will inflate, yeah? Even to the point where they're putting taxes on gamblers or gambling. They want to raise, you see, they're trying to squeeze out money from anywhere they can. You know, don't worry, sooner or later, they're going to be charging us or taxing us to breathe. Shout out to Dominica. How are you doing, my dear? Hope you are well. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. Taye, my man, also in the building. How you doing, Taye? Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. But yeah, this is what it's all about. So Venus trine Jupiter, trine Saturn. Of course, what a great time to talk about the budget. Now, this is where people start saying, oh, maybe they're using astrology. No, they're not. Astrology is just reflecting their activity, technically speaking, which is what astrology does, which is what it should do. Reflect what is actually happening. Explain to us what is happening so we can have an understanding. And then we can have a better understanding of how to navigate it. They haven't got a clue. Well, they do have a clue, but they're not necessarily picking the right time to implement their clues. Well, it is what it is. Venus trine Jupiter. People, be careful with your money over the course of the next couple of days. You see, it's a interesting one. We've got Venus, Jupiter. That's definitely wanting to expand and indulge over the course of the next few days. But Venus is also trine Saturn also as well. So Saturn can also curtail, limit, bring it a little bit of structure. Right? So, yeah, that's what the... the trine essentially is going to be about. But it's a nice trine. I mean, today's Wednesday. I mean, the trine is still going to be there by this weekend, although she's going to be separating from the two. But by this weekend, I think this weekend, a lot of you guys are going to be having quite a lot of fun. You're going to be indulging, you know, going to be, eating, drinking champagne, yeah, eating, your caviars, Venus, trine, Jupiter. Yeah. Why not? Let's bring it in. Let's expand. Let's indulge. But it can also be a time where we can also review our values. Venus is about our values, what we love, what we like. So it's a good trine. I like it. I do like it. Well, there can be increased for some positivity and some good things amongst spending money, raising taxes. Yeah. All that stuff. What else? The sun has officially moved into the sign of Sagittarius. For the Sagittarius crew. Yeah. We're in that season, Sagittarius. It's about to go wild, baby. Who are a few popular Sagittarians out there? Who comes to mind? Brad Pitt, Sagittarius. Who else? Who is Sagittarius? Who comes to mind? Jay-Z, Jigga Man. What's happening? Did you see Jay-Z and Beyonce the other day at the Formula One racing? Wow. Yeah. Quite interesting. Beyonce, she's something else, isn't she? Racing, I think Lewis Hamilton took them for a ride, you know. I'm surprised Beyonce went back to Jay-Z after riding in that fast ride with Lewis Hamilton. But I said, no, I'm not getting out of the car, mate. I'm hanging with this dude. Could you imagine? But anyway, yeah, Jay-Z, he's Sagittarius. Who else? I know Sagittarius were past. Bruce Lee was Sagittarius, wasn't he? Who else comes to mind? Where's my mind gone blank with Sagittarius? Nicki Minaj, DJ Khaled, Sagittarius. He's a Sagittarius, I believe. Yeah, he is. DJ Khaled, Nicki Minaj. Who else? Who else do I know? Sagittarius. I'm sure he'll come to mind. But I do know Bruce Lee was a Sagittarius. Frank Sinatra, he was Sagittarius also as well. I'm trying to think who else. Nobody else coming to mind. Britney Spears. Yvette says Britney Spears, Sagittarius. This is Sagittarius. Yeah, I know I've got a chart in somewhere, but I don't remember she was Sagittarius. Ooh, I did it again. Miley Cyrus, that is correct. Miley Cyrus is Sagittarius. She is. I do remember Miley Cyrus. A few Sagittarians out there. Well, happy Sagittarius month to you Sagittarians. Who's this? Numerolytics. Sending love from the USA. We're sending love right back at you. Numerolytics. I love that. Samuel Jackson. Is Samuel Jackson Sagittarius? Oh, yeah. Probably reason why he's done so many movies. Isn't he the one, he's got the record for acting in the most movies, or the most movies, or he's grossed the most, the amount of money grossed in the amount of movies he's been in. Something along that line. Taylor Swift, yes, Sagittarius. Oh, bloody hell, you're bringing up the list now, aren't you, Yvette? Okay, it is what it is. Hey, we got Melissa J in the building. Welcome to the Luna Lounge podcast show. Well, happy season to you, Sagittarius people. We've got Mars there plowing away through Sagittarius as well. What is about to happen right now? Mercury's retrograde, we know all about that. He's just plugging in deep. We've got another, 4 days left before he goes direct. Then we got the shadow period to contend with. That will last about another 10 days, 14 days. It's about, say, 40 weeks there. Venus, she's starting to oppose the planet Uranus. We're having a Venus-Uranus opposition. A new spark in love. That's going to be exact over the course of the next couple of days. Let's start having a look at that. And Venus, at the same time as she's opposing Uranus, she's also trining Neptune. She's trining Jupiter and Saturn at this precise moment. Okay, all right. So we'll have a little bit of enjoyment, a little bit of disco. Tomorrow she will try and later on today, tomorrow she will try and Saturn exact. Then she starts to separate. Then she starts to face Uranus opposition. Venus opposite Uranus is indication of a breath of fresh air in regards to our values, in regards to our love life, and there could be some erratic spending. Now, this is going to be this Friday. This Friday, that opposition with Venus and Uranus is going to be more tighter. Right? So this Friday, what's that going to be? 28th? 28th. So people, watch out for your spending, because they could be very impulsive, very erratic, very explosive spending. Right? But at the same time, we're having Venus also trying Neptune. So the thing is you become disillusioned, or you buy into the fantasy, right? And then you spend impulsively. That's what that's going to be about. Watch it. Be very careful with your shopping this weekend, especially you ladies that love to like to have a nice little spend on the weekend. And let's not forget, Mercury's still retrograde. Isn't this Friday also as well Black Friday? Now, I'm not against the bargain. I never trust Black Friday anyway. I think for majority, if not most, the prices that they bring down those that Black Friday down to is the price it should have been originally sold at. But it's part of the human psyche. We like a bargain, don't we not? So we hear, oh, 50% off that TV. Oh, I've always wanted to get that 55-inch. 50% off. You run, go and buy it. So that was the original price it was set anyway. Plus, they're trying to clear because they want to bring in the new stock for the new year, 2026. Who are you trying to fool? But humans, we like a good bargain, don't we? We like the concept of something free. Shout out to Lexi. How are you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. So it is what it is. Yvette saying, you asked, didn't you? Yeah, I did ask for the list of the Sagittarians. Yes, I did ask. Thank you very much, Yvette. I did ask, and you delivered. Mary saying, I'm not surprised. It's Thanksgiving weekend in the US. And Black Friday too. Yeah. Two for the price of one. Yeah, that's right. And it's you know, America, I mean, Thanksgiving is big out there. I mean, you Americans in the building, tell me, which one is bigger, Christmas or Thanksgiving? Because sometimes I get the sense that Thanksgiving's bigger. I suppose from a perspective that everybody's can, or everybody American definitely, or of an American identity, can celebrate Thanksgiving, whereas Christmas is more of a Christian thing. Well, it is a Christian thing. It's a Christmas celebration, isn't it? But Thanksgiving is like everybody's involved, because it's more kind of historical, if you want to say. I mean, I know people are probably saying, what are you trying to say? Christmas is not historical? Well, yeah, it's more of a history that it's more closer, let's put it that way. It's more of a history that one can identify with. But Thanksgiving, yeah, it's definitely Thanksgiving, isn't it? Thanksgiving, yes. Tiffany's saying, we are doing shopping blackout that started yesterday. Wow. Bargain. Tiffany then goes on to say, Christmas is bigger than Thanksgiving. Oh, really? Yvette is saying, Thanksgiving is definitely bigger than Christmas. And Mary's saying, definitely Thanksgiving. Tiffany goes on to say, non-Christians celebrate Christmas here too. Yeah, I suppose they get roped into it, I think what happens with it happens with quite a number of things. I think sometimes it's the wave of the celebration, the commercial aspect of it just is so big. It's like you can't get away from it, right? I think Christmas is one of those celebrations that no matter of your religion, I mean, it depends. I think people of the Jewish faith do not succumb to to those celebrations. They're a tight networking group of people. But what I'm saying is that so they don't get swept up. Yeah, they don't get swept up so much. But I get it. Like people who are not necessarily Christian, you know, it's almost like you can't really get away from the Happy Christmas or maybe even happy Thanksgiving also as well. So yeah. Tiffany goes on to say the rituals in Christmas doesn't have Christian roots anymore. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's more commercialized, isn't it? So I think through the commerciality and through the, I think people get caught up in the festive season as a whole, don't they? Definitely Christmas is one of them. In America, also Thanksgiving, again, it's one of those big things. Yvette saying, why I only seeing what I'm typing and no one else's chat? I don't know. Is it because maybe you'll see me on the portrait? Maybe. Tiffany saying, no, they celebrate Hanukkah. Yeah. Well, the Jewish people don't just celebrate Hanukkah. They celebrate a number of other things. But yeah, Hanukkah is approximately around the Christmas period, sometimes before, sometimes just after, sometime in that same week. Hanukkah goes on for a period of a week. I know, you know, I have Jewish roots. maybe. Maybe it's that. But I get what you're saying. But what I'm saying is you don't get Jewish people getting caught up in Christmas. You don't hear them saying, oh, happy Christmas or anything like that. No. And then I suppose because the New Year's near as well, it's just shortly after, the week after Christmas, it's the New Year. That's for everybody, I suppose, no matter what religion or, you know, whatever background you're from. So, yeah, it is what it is. Yvette saying, oh, I can only see Faye. Oh, you can only see Faye's chat. Okay. Mary's saying the end of the year vibes is the reason Christmas seems to be popular as well. Yeah, I agree. I think it's the timing. So people are saying, it seems like people are debating if they can see each other's chats. Now, what is interesting, people, I think I can detect here, based on what's coming up here, because beside your names on my screen, it's got like a little phone. Or I don't know if it's a phone or it's implying that you're seeing me portrait. With some names, I'm not seeing it. So, for example, in Tiffany, next to Tiffany, it's not there. So I wonder if Tiffany is watching me either on a laptop or either on a iPad or she's watching it landscape. It's got to be one of those three things. Because Yvette, Faye, even Mary, she doesn't have it. Yvette, Faye, and who else? You've got this screen. You've got this little. It looks like a phone. So So Mary's saying I'm using my iPad. So right. So that's why it's not showing. But Yvette's saying I'm watching on the iPad too. What the heck is going on? But you're seeing me landscape. So this is referring to landscape. Okay. So Tiffany's saying no, I'm on my phone. So that means you're watching me landscape, Tiffany. Oh, I'm portrait. So what is this little thing then? I've given up. Mercury's retrograde. Oh dear. I don't know. Face aim, I'm on my phone. I don't know. It's got a little thing there. It's only showing it on some of your names. It's not showing it on Mary's and it's not showing it on Tiffany's. So I've got no idea. For those of you who are on the Instagram, I don't know what the heck you're watching me on. Honey Monster. How are you doing? Shout out to Lexi. Hope you're well and the children. Hope you're good. Tiffany saying maybe not. You have a circle around you. Isn't that portrait? I've got a circle on both. I don't know. I'm looking at both screens on my screen right now. I'm looking at the portrait version and I'm looking at the landscape version. On the landscape, I can see the chart. On the right-hand side, and me in the little, you know, thing on the left-hand side. And in the portrait, I can see the chart at the top and the little thing at the bottom. Yeah. Florence is saying, yeah, Thanksgiving is bigger. Yeah, I would have thought so. Well, it is what it is. Well, I think this Thanksgiving is going to be a big one. This one may be a big one with this planetary alignment here. that I'm seeing here with the Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn. It's good. But be careful. Be mindful, people. Mercury is retrograde, and we do have a trine of Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, and Neptune, and also opposing Uranus. So we're getting a combination of impulsive spending, wanting to have fun, wanting to indulge, impulsive spending, buying things which are not necessarily what we think they are. Maybe they're not the quality or they're not worth it. And buying things which we are likely want to take back. Mercury retrograde. So yeah, do watch it, people. Watch it, watch it, watch it. Watch your spending this week. But of course, do show you want to have a little Black Friday and stuff like that. It is what it is. Florence says, I'm waiting for Black Friday to purchase. Have what furniture? Is that new furniture? Well, is it me or is it you guys are just typing errors? Is it the Mercury retrograde? So Florence says, I'm waiting for Black Friday to purchase. Have furniture. I take it you want to purchase furniture. Okay, I get that. Yvette saying, I can't see for me. Tiffany saying, yeah, I can't see anybody else. Seems like nobody can see anybody else. Who is this? Too cool. Too cool, 1765. This looks like the mathematical equation to screw us out of our taxes. Yeah, something like that. Something along that line. Florence goes on to say, I'm waiting for Black Friday to purchase have items for my house. Okay, got ya. Yeah, I got ya, Florence. You want to purchase things? Well, do be mindful. Do be mindful. Watch what you're spending. Well, Saturn's in the mix, so that should help. I'm not saying it's going to. Shout out to Shantik. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. So yeah, a lot of people are looking to, looks like it might be actually a good, you know, Black Friday actually. Speaking of Black Friday, anybody want to sign up to a course? Yeah, I've got Black Friday prizes also as well. 50%, could you believe? Yeah. Better get in there, man. Lifetime access. Yes. Do sign up. Because it's going after next, well, it's going from the 1st of December or something. That is it. Anywho. So we've got this grand trine here. 28th, this is going to be this Friday. I take it the Black Friday will still be going on to Saturday, the 29th of November. What else do we have? Do we have anything? Also, Mercury stations to go direct on the 29th. Mercury stations to go direct. The Grand Trine is going to be there. Venus, the Grand Trine is weakening. Because Venus is pulling away. However, she's making a direct opposition to Uranus. That's the impulsive spending and, you know, changes in relationships and values and the dream, the ideal. Venus trading Neptune. Got a bit of a blocked nose. Do forgive me. That's Venus trining Neptune. So 29th is going to be exact. And on the 30th, Mercury is still stationary, about to go direct. Which means, on the 30th of November, which is going to be this Sunday coming, Venus is going to be directly opposite Uranus, right? And directly trine Neptune. I take it some of you are still going to be shopping around this time. Do be careful. But I take it most of you have money. Of course you've got money. You've got loads of money. All my listeners have money. Got tons of it. The problem is, you're not giving me none. That's what's happening there. I need you to give me some money. Sort me out, mate. Okay. Faye saying, why can't I see the bottom of my screen vaguely in the chat window, Israel? I've got no idea. Maybe it's because you've got that box next to your name. I don't know. Because not everybody's got it. Tiffany hasn't got it. And neither has Mary. And maybe it's because maybe they're abroad. Maybe. I don't know. So it is what it is. Faye saying, when's Mercury direct again on the 29th? Okay, you've said it again. Oh boy, Venus opposition, says Tiffany. Yeah, don't be afraid of the Venus opposition. It's going to be good. Should be exciting. I like it. Those of you who have a Venus-Uranus connection in your birth charts, I don't care what aspect it is, you guys will pick up on the energies of that Venus-Uranus. Anybody here with Venus-Uranus? I do know one person here. I will not name your name, but I do know somebody here who has Venus-Uranus. So, yeah. That's going to be applying to you. But yeah, anybody who's got Venus Uranus, really, can be a thing. And anybody who's got Venus Neptune, does anybody have a Venus Neptune connection here in any way? I don't care any aspect. You guys are going to be feeling mighty romantic, I must say. Tiffany's saying, I have Venus conjunct Mars in Pisces, square Jupiter, and Uranus in Sag. Yeah, so you got you'll definitely pick up on that. For sure. The Venus Uranus, Venus Neptune. You know, any aspect, doesn't matter what it is. You, when those planets make an aspect in the heavens, you guys will pick up that energy for sure. So Venus Uranus, watch your relationships, watch your money. I betcha something will get triggered in regards to those two things. So Mercury stations to go retrograde. So on the 1st of December, let's have a look. Booyah! On the 1st of December, Mercury goes direct. Also, it looks like on the 1st of December, let me just double check this. I want to double check this. On the 30th of November, just to say, on the 30th of November, Venus is going to move into Sagittarius. On the 30th of November, in the evening, she's going to move into the sign of Sagittarius. Okay, cool. We shall take that. And then Mercury goes direct on the 30th as well. Yep. Mercury goes direct on the 30th. On the 30th of November, Mercury goes direct. That's good. That's a good new start to the 1st of December. So by the 1st of December, which is next week, Monday, Mercury's direct. Venus has moved into Sagittarius. Now we're having a bit of Sagittarius energy. What else are we going to be having? Has Venus moved into Sagittarius on the 1st of December? She's going to make a sextile to Pluto. This is going to be very resourceful. Any of you guys have a Venus-Pluto combination or aspect in your chart? A great time to go deep in love, deep with your values, be resourceful with your money. Time to transform your relationships, step into your power zone. Yep, we're going to have Venus sextile Pluto. That's really good. Can be very good for relationship matters, can be very good for resources as well. Yeah, Venus, sextile, Pluto. So we started off the month with Mars is not particularly doing anything, although he is coming to a square, or he's approaching a square to Saturn. Right? This is 1st of December. What else are we going to be experiencing also as well? So Mars is, okay. Let's look at the 2nd of December. Anything? 2nd of December, the sextile between Venus and Pluto is going to start to separate. Still kind of there on the 2nd of December. What else can we? No aspects. Then we, the 3rd of December, what are we having on the 3rd of December? Nothing really. Mercury starts to, because he's moving direct, Mercury starts to come, Mercury's starting to form that grand trine again, round about the 3rd of December. Right, so the grand trine is now going to be Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn. Information, communication, Jupiter, expansion, abundance, extension, Saturn, construction, limitation. That's what we've got. We've got information, communication coming out in a very big way, expansive way, and also connected with perhaps government, or authoritarians, but also in a constructive way as well. That's going to be quite interesting to see what kind of news comes out to us round about the 3rd of December. Mercury's forming that grand trine again. And on the 4th of December, we're going to be having a full moon. People, full moon in the sign of Gemini. It's going to be a late night one. Yeah. On the, on the 4th of December, late night. So we're going to be seeing it for us over here in the UK, and for you guys also, perhaps in places like America, maybe on the East Coast, you're going to be seeing, it's actually going to look really big. For those of you, you know, East Coast of US, Central US, you guys will see it quite big, actually. Cool stuff. We've got the full moon. It's going to be in Gemini. Interesting. And then the planet Mercury is going to be in a grand trine with Jupiter and Saturn in Scorpio. Maybe we might get some news. We might get some revelation with this one. Full moon. This is when things come up. Things are revealed. Florence is saying, I hope it will be a good weekend as I am going to a fancy dress for Grease, the movie. Pink lady in the house. Wow. Where were we? Good for you, Florence. Whoop, whoop. Yeah. Yes, indeed. It looks like it's going to be a good weekend with this Venus Jupiter. It's a good time for partying, that's for sure. Shout out to Dear Souls Podcast. Dear Souls Podcast, how are you doing? Hello to you. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Podcast. Happy to see you as well. And thank you also as well for the info. Thank you. I like it. We need to start networking, man. This is what it's all about. So, so this is what this this full moon looks like it's going to be bringing to the surface. So that's going to be next week, Thursday. So I'll also talk about it next week. Get your crystals. Charge your crystals, people. If you've got any clear quartz, this is a full moon that you can really utilize, that you can charge your clear quartzes under, people. Yeah? So, yeah, be sure to watch out for that. We got a full moon in Sag. Quite a bit of Sagittarius energy. Venus will be in Sag. Sun, of course. and Mars, Sagittarius energy. And then Mercury is coming back into Sag as he's going to be going direct. I think I'm going to leave it there. So it looks quite interesting for the beginning of December. Looks quite good. We're getting the whole, you know, Mercury's going to be going direct and Venus moving into Sagittarius and, you know, just on that last day of November. So for the beginning of December, it's good. Last month of the year, we want to go out with a bang, right? Surely, of course we do. Yeah, I'm going to leave it there. Full moon, next week, Thursday, on the 4th of December, we're going to have a full moon in the sign of Gemini. All about the talk and communications. All about the knowledge and traveling. Oh, what happened there? No. Oh. Yeah, stay there. So, cool stuff. What else? Actually, how about I move you down here? Just fiddling with my computer here. Perfect time to do it during a Mercury retrograde. So they're next to each other. Yeah. So that's the cosmic news for now. So let's get back to business. Why am I on a double screen? Why am I on that? Okay. Same thing, isn't it? Yeah. I'm there. Seems like it's the same thing. Should be the same thing. Okay. Nearly falling off my chair here. What's going on? So that is the cosmic news. What I want to talk about now. Competition time. It's normally that time of the month. Competition time. Let's put up the email also as well. So people, I ask a question and it's the first person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, at midnight UK time. So adjust your clocks according to your time, of course. And let's go to the people. I might make it roll on. Something tells me to roll on. Let's go. Only two people entered. Means that you people ain't so confident. Where is the Catherines? Where is the Suras? Where is the Amy's? Where is the Olenas? Where is the Christians? Where is the, who else comes in here? James. Where is the James? Where is the Karens? Where is the, you know, the usual suspects? Dylan. Where is the Dylans? You're not here. Where is the Vanessas? All the usual people who are normally answering. there's another name here as well that normally comes in. I haven't seen you for a while. Okay. Beeple. Yeah. So many. Quite a few. There's like about, I don't know, 15 of you. You kind of go and come in terms of people who answer the questions. Anywho, I asked a question last week. Excluding Jupiter, I wanted to know the four planets that signify travel. Excluding Jupiter. Now, hold on a minute. One of my students answered this one. Okay, right. Early days. It's still, you know. But you said something here, Banji. You said, excluding Jupiter, what four planets signify travel? That was the question. And he went on to say Mars, Moon, Venus, Saturn, right? And then he went on to say it might be ABC astrology. Now, you know I don't do ABC astrology here. I'm using to get the answers because I've heard somewhere that angular houses are to do with travel. Where? Please show me the astrologer who said that. That astrologer should be fired. Anywho, Banji, you was in class last week. where I told you what houses are to do with travel. I'm not going to give it away. Go on. I'll see you in class. But I won't tell you the answers, though. But yeah. So you went with the ABC Astral. Okay, I got you. All right. Okay. So your answer is based on the traditional. No, the answer is not based on the traditional rulers of those houses. Not at all. Quite the opposite. It's based on the ABC. Oh, good. But it's all good. It's all good. And then who came in also as well? So this is, I don't even know how to pronounce this name of yours. Amon, you come in from time to time as well. The four planets, he said, the four planets, which signified travel. But I said, not including Jupiter. And then you went including Jupiter. I don't get it. Jupiter, Mercury. Really? Venus and Saturn? Travel? Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you which one it is. Maybe a little bit of a trick question there. But I'm going to let it ride on. I'm going to let it ride on for another week. Saturn tells me you're finding this one difficult. Okay, all right, cool. I'm going to let it ride for another week. Which four planets signify travel, excluding Jupiter? Okay, it is what it is. I'll let that ride for another week. First person who inboxes me at the Lunar Lounge podcast, for those of you listening to the recording, at the Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com. At the Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com. Gets to win £30. £30. Tiffany's asking, what is the question? That is the question. What are the four planets excluding Jupiter? Because Jupiter's not really travel, you know. People, sign up to my courses and you get to know all these things. Jupiter's linked with travel. It's not that he's not linked with travel, but he's not actually. Is to do so with something very often associated with travel. That's why it's different. So that's why I'm asking the planets which signify travel. Interesting, right? Anywho, four planets. Need to know them. Next week, it is what it is. So that is the question right there. Which four planets, excluding Jupiter, signify travel. So it's a roll on. Any of you people, again, I'm just going to put up my email. This is my email. Do not email me this. Do not send your answers to this email, sacredplanets@gmail.com. This is for anybody who wishes to sign up. Again, this retro. I'm wanting to do the tarot, but then with Christmas coming up, because we normally take up, but I still might do it anyway. Let's see. But for those of you who wish to sign up to the astrology class, again, Black Friday price, 50%. You're all right. The only astrology academy, which not one, not two, but three. And guess what? In 2026, there's going to be a fourth class coming. Yeah. There's going to be a fourth class coming in January, probably. So get signing up, man. There's a 50% discount going on right now. Black Friday. You get access to all the recordings. You get lifetime access. You can learn as much as you want. You can attend all the classes, every class, one class, two class. All the recordings are there. You've got all the recordings of all the topics as well. Reading material, PDF books. Everything is all there. Tests, quizzes, everything is all there. People, come on board, man. It's growing with strength. And soon it's going to be exclusive. You better believe it. So drop me an email, sacredplanets@gmail.com, and I will get back to you as well. I do have some tarot card classes, tarot card, palmistry, numerology starting soon. And the big one, of course, which I'm still putting together. I've been telling you, geomancy. This is going to be the big one. So geomancy. And for those of you who do astrology already, know astrology, this is going to be extremely very, very helpful because it's got astrology connected to it. So geomancy coming soon. Yeah, watch out for that one, people. What else? So yeah, drop me an email if you are interested. And you want to get that big discount. Tarot card of the week, I guess. It's coming to that time of the show, right? Tarot card of the week. So let's shuffle. Using a different deck, I've drawn for my Morgan Greer deck. One of my favorites, actually. I quite like Morgan Greer deck. Since I collect tarot cards, I just go through these phases kind of thing. But it is, I'll use one tarot card for like a month or two, and then I'll jump onto another one for a month or two, and then I'll jump off to another one. But I do have my favorites. Oh, tarot cards are dropping out. Why? I don't know. Bear with me. Not going to use them as a sign because quite a few of them dropped out. we only want one. I'm sure one of them probably is going to come out as the tarot card of the week anyway. Let's have a look. Okay. Give them a good shuffle and let's see what we're getting here. What is our insight? What is the advice for the week? Tarot card of the week is... We got the Hermits. Didn't we get the Hermit a few weeks ago? A few weeks? We got the Hermit, people. It's all about the Hermit. Well, Black Friday coming up. How are we going to have the Hermit? Be careful. Cautious. So what is the message behind this card? Well, it's indication. It's about caution. It's about trying to look at our world from within. This card is about using the inner enlightenment, the inner knowledge, looking for within with answers. And being mindful of how we're going about doing things. This card has got a very strong kind of going kind of energy. So it's all about paying close attention to detail in terms of what we're doing, right? Being mindful, being cautious. This card can actually also indicate, I suppose for us in the UK, many of us may have to be a hermit over the course of the next week if the temperature does not rise and it gets warmer. But sometimes this can be literally, can be in like, you know, needed to spend a bit more time indoors, literally like that. But essentially what it's really talking about, it's about introspection. So this card is telling us that we need to kind of do a bit more introspection over the course of the next week. We need to reflect. Maybe as the year is coming to an end, it can be a great time to reflect on the year, what we've done, what we completed, what we didn't complete, what we didn't do, you know, that kind of thing. And also have some kind of idea in terms of planning, in terms of strategy, in terms of how we're moving forward for the new year. So it can be great on that particular level. That is what the Hermit essentially is about. Using our inner wisdom, you know, to guide us and to move us forward. All the answers that we want in life are within us if we learn to just question, you know, pause, reflect, introspect. That is what it's all about. So over the course of the next week, people, let's do some inner reflection. You know, for some people it can be meditation or something like that, but it's just really about reflecting on oneself. That's what the Hermit is about. So it's all about the Hermit this week, people. Let's become a hermit, you know, let's become like a wise sage. That is what it is encouraging us to do. So, that being said, I've got people to see, places to be, things to do. I haven't even eaten. Never really eat breakfast these days. But it is what it is. Okay, people, I think I've come to the end of my show. I believe so. And it's been a pleasure with you guys. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your participation, every single one of you. Asu, oh, hold on a minute. I'm just seeing this now. Let me get back to it there. See what happens. See when you're, I'm juggling two screens here. Asu says, what are the actual prices and the discount? I looked on the website and couldn't see it. You couldn't see it? Of course you can. If you go to I'll put it in the chat. www.sacredplanets.co.uk. There isn't actually, yeah, you're absolutely, well, the discount code is not on the website. That's there. So that's why I said to email me at sacredplanets@gmail.com. Email me there. The price for the, if you're talking about the astrology course, it's £2,000. But with Black Friday, you get 50% off. Anywho, maybe I didn't look in the right place. Yeah, maybe. Maybe you looked during the Mercury retrograde. Definitely need to be a hermit. Too much drama during the retrograde. Need to hibernate and wait for it to blow over. That is a wise thing. Nothing wrong with that. But yeah, it's but the details of the astrology courses, of my astrology courses, level one, level two, level three, are all there on my website, www.sacredplanets.co.uk. So you can go check that out. Like I said, there's a 50% discount going on right now. So yeah, do grab it because, in the next week, under a week from today, gone, no longer there. Yeah, you'll be playing. And not only that, oh, you want to hear this news. As the budget, as we were talking about earlier on, is going up, guess what? So is the price of the astrology classes. So at the moment, it's £2,000. It's going to be going up to £2,500. Yep, I repeat, it's going to be going up to £2,500. So you want to get in there now while you can, because you have a lifetime access, even if you're not even with lifetime access. Talk about all your charts, all we want in the classroom. Well, we won't talk about all about your charts, but you do get to know about your charts. But most importantly, you get to know how to read a chart, how to interpret a chart, how to become an astrologer. Set up your astrology business. I show you everything. Yep. Sign up while you can. You've got like a week. And cool stuff. Listen, people, I want to thank each and every single one of you. Mary saying thank you all. Thank you, Tiffany, for being here too. Thank you all. Thank you for your wonderful comments. Really appreciate it. Round of applause. Why not? You've been good. I will be back same place, same time next week. In the background, it means that the show is coming to an end, or sometimes it's just starting. But thank you very much, people. Thank you for your comments. Apologies about this landscape portrait. I don't know what it is, but something tells me that you can choose which one you want to see me on. You can choose whether it's landscape or portrait. Or as somebody said earlier on, I'm on both. I don't know how you get to watch that. It is what it is. Thanks a lot, Yvette. Yeah, catch you tomorrow at 5. Yeah, or today at 6.
Welcome.
You got the ego. You know what it is. Those are people who are coming to the class. Join in. It's all good. People, I want to thank each and every single one of you for attending. My name's Hat. I was going to say Happy Thanksgiving. Welcome. I saw Tiffany put Happy Thanksgiving, and I was going to say my name's Happy Thanksgiving. But Happy Thanksgiving to you guys in America. We're in the UK. We do not celebrate Thanksgiving. We had no part in that as the British. Yes. Welcome. We just came over and conquered you and, showed you how to build roads and houses and get on with it. Yeah, that's what the British do best. It is what it is. But happy Thanksgiving to you all in that part of the world. Want to say, And you're not celebrating in Canada. Okay. Although you're next door neighbors. But anyway, it is what it is. I want to thank each and every single one of you. I will be with you next week, Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. UK time. That is correct, Tiffany. The colonizers. It is what it is. People, stay good. Stay blessed. My name is Israel Josie. You've been tuning to the Lunar Live Show, and I am out.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.